For sure, Robert played his own game then, and he really came to the front. But that was the way I was expecting him to play from the first start. But for some strange reason, he wanted to give me a 2-0 head start and then go 3-2 up on me in sets. I don't know what he was thinking then, but I was glad.
I want to know what you were thinking. You were wandering around that William O World Championship stage. You were looking up the ceiling, seemed to be having a word with yourself. What's going through your head in the closing stages of that game?
Well, believe it or not, I was trying to tell myself not to panic and try and be calm and still play the way I played in the first two sets. Just hit the trebles, hit tons, hit 140s. Put him under pressure. Don't give him a free leg, or don't give him that he's sitting on a double and you're in 200 and something. Just try and make him work for every single leg, and eventually, a bit of luck, I came through.
Big celebration from you at the end. Throughout the game, you seemed to be desperately trying just to keep your emotions in check. It seemed quite hard for you up there at times.
No, it definitely was. I mean, one thing I struggle with on the big stage is trying to keep my heart rate down. Sometimes I get too excited, and then if your heart rate's going too fast, then you start doing a bit of shaking in your hand, and then you'll, God knows where the darts will go. But I'm always trying to be calm, keep my heart rate down and breathe.
You are through to the last 16 of the William Hill World Championship. You're taking on a former world champion in Mark Webster next. Do you consider yourself a favourite for that title?
No. I'd say that game is maybe 50-50 between me and Mark. We've had a lot of great games in the past. Not really much between us. But I don't think I've ever played on the big stage in any event, Euro Tour or a big one. I don't know, I'll just say it as 50% each, and we'll see how it goes.
It's been a big year for you in terms of your professional darts career. This could turn out to be an the biggest moment of your career, couldn't it, over the next week or so?
It definitely could. The thing is whenever I know I'm playing really well. I didn't really show my best there, but I know I've got a couple more gears to go, and it's trying to find the solution to get them gears unlocked and to take it onto the big stage and really to give this World Championship a really, really good push.